Welcome to Devotions for Worship, where we meditate on the appointed scripture readings for the upcoming Sunday. I'm Pastor Eric Tritton from Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Hudson, Ohio. Thank you for being with me today. As we move through the Advent season, we continue to hear God's call to repentance, which is more than just kind of a general sorrow at our sin or a sense of guilt. It's actually turning away from sin by the power of the Holy Spirit to live as God calls us to live. We also continue to hear reminders that Jesus will come again. And that is part of our motivation to turn away from sin. Not to gain entrance into heaven or to earn God's love, but God's salvation changes us. It changes what matters so that we value the things of God more highly and desire to live in a manner worthy of our Savior. The epistle reading for the second Sunday of Advent, 2 Peter 3, 8 through 14, brings these things to mind too. Let's read it. 2 Peter 3, 8 through 14, and I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version translation. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish, and at peace. I heard a sermon recently that talked about the way that we celebrate Christmas. The preacher said that we celebrate Christmas as though we were waiting for Jesus to come the first time. And that's a lot like a couple who are preparing to celebrate their 50th anniversary by taking the 4 weeks before their anniversary and pretending they're not married. And he said, that's a little bit weird. And I think that he has a good point, and that this is a good analogy for how crazy our Christmas celebrations are sometimes. In reality, Advent is the time we wait for Jesus' second coming, and we wait with hope and joy because of his first coming. Let me say that a little bit differently. When we think of Jesus coming to judge the living and the dead, we wait for that with hope and joy because of Christmas, Jesus' incarnation and his birth. And we do well to remember how long it took for Jesus to come the first time. Do you remember the first promise of a Savior, where it was given? It was right after the fall into sin in Genesis chapter 3. It was thousands of years between that promise and Jesus' birth. However, in Galatians, it tells us that the timing of Jesus' incarnation was exactly right. In the same way, as we wait for the last day, God's timing will be exactly right. No one expected the first coming. No one will expect the second coming. And when it happens, it will be for the completion of our salvation. For the Lord is not being slow, but being patient, continuing to call us to repentance and faith in Jesus. Now that being understood, Peter asks an important question. What kinds of people should we be? We know Jesus will return in judgment. We know that we have been saved because he came and shed his blood to atone for our sin. Therefore, we should live like people who are saved. We should live in repentance, turning away from sin, or as Peter says, waiting diligent to be found in Jesus without spot or blemish and at peace. So we wait. We prepare. We repent. We are diligent to live in a manner worthy of our Savior, even as we wait in Him to bring us safely to the day when we won't need to be diligent, and we will simply live holy lives in eternal peace. Let's pray. Lord God, You do not feel time the same way that we do, and You are so patient, longing for all people to come to repentance. Thank You for showing Your patience to us and for the faith You have given to us that Jesus is our Savior, who has come and He will come again for our salvation. Please forgive us for neglecting Jesus' second coming and for living as though He was never going to return. Help us to wait, alert, diligent, living lives without spot or blemish, and please give us peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our memory verse for this week is from 2 Peter 3, it's verse 13. It says this, "But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Let's break that up into a couple parts here, and maybe you could repeat after me. But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens. But according to His promises, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 2 Peter 3:13. 2 Peter 3:13. Thank you so much for using Devotions for Worship. I pray that our time together has blessed you and given you something to meditate on, some reminder of God's grace to rattle around in your brain for the rest of the day. Would you do me a favor? If you got something out of this devotional time, would you like and or share it on Facebook, Twitter, or wherever you do social media? That would help me get the word out and hopefully help these devotions be a blessing to others. Another thing that you can do is if you prefer the audio version of this, you can actually subscribe to this on iTunes. You would look up Devotions for Worship, or if you went to the blog, there is a link in the transcript of the show. Thank you very much, and God bless you.